coins for every bein mitaskin. The bein
mitaskin. All right, we'll stop here. We'll continue on. We're holding up Chof Tes, but Alfie on top. Yes, the Mishnah we saw already, where if you take Schar to be a Roya Bechoris, it says in Shechon or Piv, Limke, unless the person was a Mumcha, Kilo B'yavne, it says, Shula B'yavne Chomin, Liyo is Neitel Arba Yisoros Lebehe Medak, let him take a pay for checking out the Baal Mum of Bechor, so Lebehe Medak is able to take four, and Vashisha Lagasa, he will take six for a Gasa. Samura says, my time, like, how come 4 and 6? Rashi says, how come a dak you take $4 and for a gas you take 6? Samura says, hain nofish tircha, v'hain loin nofish tircha. So Rashi says, gasa, bigger behemoth like a cow or an ox, it's a hard tircha to check him out. Rashi says, lash lichal oros, you have to throw him down on the ground. Lichvois to tie him up and to see the mum. So well, since it's harder work, that's why you get paid $6. Whereas by a doctor, it's easy, you only get paid $4. Yeah. Now it says here, Bein Tam, Bein Balmum, where the Paskin, it was a Tam, where Paskin is a Balmum. So this Shleim a Balmum, when he Paskin was a Balmum, Mishum, the Koshorile. That's why they paid him. They paid him because he gave a Heta. So it's good, why he got money for it. The question is, though, El Tam Amai, why did they pay him if he Paskin the Tam? Rashi says, like, Yomalu Mum Oiverhu, we said this mum's going to go away. It's not a real mum. Amai Shok, was it take pay? Hola Mahanele Midi. The Mesa cost, like, he didn't help them anything, so why should he get pay? Samar says, the MK Mosse Lemichshadei, because if he's not going to get paid, and then there'll be like a Chor, it'll be like Sheikhet for him. There'll be a reason, maybe, he'll Badafka say it's a Baal Mum in order to get paid. So in order they should not be forced, like to say, it's a bamum, therefore a bonum masakin, you have to pay no matter what. So therefore we'll only say the truth like. The Yamri, the Mosak, was Dimlok, have not for that, Osula Machadinu. The Yamri, hai bamum, tamhu. Yeah. Hai bamum, yeah. Hai bamum, tamhu. Vai de koshori lei, mishumagra. Yeah, because he wouldn't take pay, the MK Mosul and Mukhtin, the people behind him. The Yamri, they would say, Hai Balmum, that this person, not that he passed him, it's a Balmum, really it's a Tam, or really it's only a Tam. Why the Koshorli, why did he say it's Mutu, why did he say it's really a Balmum? Mishra Magran, because he wants to get paid. So therefore, we have to make a Tekona that he gets paid no matter what. Mazi Yochi, if so, the Tam Nami, Amri, people still be Akshad. That if he says that the Bechor is a Tam, it's not a Baal Mum, I mean, people say this, that really Baal Mum, really maybe there was a Mum on the Bechor. For Haidaloi Kishorele, so why doesn't he say that? Why is he saying it's a Tam? So, but the person thinks like this, that Kihecha de Lishka Lagri Zim Nachrita, like this, let's come back to me a second time. So I'll get paid twice. So let's be Choshe, then even when he says it's a Tam, it's really not true. The terror said this is that Chod is Zimnut Kinil Rabbonim. The minute the Rabbonim in that corner, that one time he'll get paid. It's only one time that he could get the pay. But I'll tell you, Trey Zimni, let Kinil Rabbonim, the Rabbonim will not mistake, and he should get paid twice. So therefore, the first time he sees it, he for sure will say the truth, because he has nothing to gain and nothing to lose to say one way over the other way. So therefore, he'll only say the truth. And even on this, the Mishnah says it's only by a real chosid we let this happen. But if it's not a real chosid, we're still afraid maybe he'll take the sheikhed and a paskin the wrong way. Now the Mishnah says, Hanoito schar lodin, someone takes money to give a psak din, is dina betel. We can't use that psak din, a dinner's bottle. Lohoi, did he get paid to say edus, is edus betel, we can't use your edus. What's a canastic aloha, we can't use your edus. Lahazos, let's say you're getting paid to make the azor, means to spritz the mechatis on the tamimes, or else the lakadish meimov, or else you're getting paid to put the afer of the poradum into the water of the mayim chayim, to make this kiddush. If you're getting paid for that, you're not allowed to. And if you do, then we say meimora, we say meimov, the water that you made kiddush, or the water that you made azor, is considered like stam well water. It's not called mechatis. And now, for if you take money for kiddush for putting the ashes into the water, we consider your ashes not like efer paraduma, but rather efer mikla, stam burning stam ashes. Without the kanas, we can't use what you're doing. What's going to be now imhoy yekoyin? Let's say the owner here was a kohen, and the person that wanted to show you the bechor, like while he took you to show the bechor, so mitameyo mitrumosai. When the person took you to show you his bechor, he took you through a road that made you tummy. So it's the owner made the kohen to become tummy, and therefore you mastered him now that he's tummy, he can't eat truma. He's going to have to buy like regular chulin that costs more money. That you, the owner, like has to pay this kohen that you were metam him. You have to give him money to buy food or to buy drinks and to buy oil to rub himself with, because you caused him to have sick. Because if he wouldn't have been told me he could eat from truma, it's much cheaper. Now that he's told me he has to buy chulin, you have to supply it for him. Now the imhoya zokin. Let's say the person that's going to paskin for you is an older person. So makiv yala chamor, that you're allowed to. That's not called his take and pay. You're allowed to ride him on top of a donkey. And v'noisim leischor kapoil, you're allowed to give him pay like a worker. Meaning to say, if this dayan would have been working anyway, so by you taking him off his job to paskin for you, he's losing out money. So that's not called like you're paying him, but you're just like making, he shouldn't have a loss. So you're allowed to pay him like a worker. We'll see exactly in the Gemara how much you're paying. Talimor says, "Minu anemili." How do we know this? Rashi says, "The yain loitlan schar al aroi." Not to take money for passing the shaila. And the same thing applies to Talmud Torah. You shouldn't take money for learning Torah. So Mor says, "Omer of Yudah Marav." The Yomer Kora Posik says, "Rei limarati yeschem." See that I taught you. So we say that the Posik in Devarim. So we say, "Ma ani bechinim." When it goes on Moshe Rabbeinu, just like I'm teaching you bechinim, Hakadosh Baruch Hu is af atem bechinim. You should also learn Torah. Bechinim free. And so therefore you should not take money when you teach somebody. And you give a psak din here, it's called like a roi, you should not take money. Tani nam yach, learn like this also. Pasuk says, Kashet sivani Hashem lekad, Hashem commanded me. So mani bechinim, afatem bechinim, just like I do it bechinim, also, you should also do it bechinim. That you should not take money for teaching Torah. Or minan, how do I know then, shim leimotz bechinim, let's say you can't find anybody to teach you for free. Sheyumud b'schar, that you should not stam say, okay, I'm not going to learn Torah. But rather, you should still pay somebody money to learn with you. Talmud, the Pasuk says, emes kona. Mashmi, you have a right to be kona, to acquire, to buy emes, which is Torah. So mashmi, you could buy the Torah, you could pay somebody to learn with you. Uminan, how do I know, shlo yoyma, you should not say, that kishem shalomarati b'schar, just like I learned, I had to pay somebody to learn with me. Maybe kach alam deno b'schar. I'll teach other people also for pay. Talmud, the pasuk says, no, emes kona. You're allowed to buy Torah, but v'yal timchi can't sell it. You're not allowed to sell it. So, of course, in this kasha, could a rebbe teach them? Look, he's getting paid for the learning. So, for rebbe, the teretz is that he's getting paid really for the schar b'teilo, like for the schar that he's preparing or that he's not doing other work. That's the reason why you're paying him. So you learn with somebody to pay also like that. You're paying them not so much for the actual learning, but for the bito, for the fact that he's not doing other work at that time. Some people say that lamaisa, if you need the money, and this is the way that somebody pays you for the money, it's not really cool that he's paying you for the Torah itself. It just means that, like a favor, like you're doing him a favor, he's doing you back a favor. Lamaisa, the minig is people do take money for learning. Yeah. Right. Then it says what? La hazois ula kadesh meimov. If you take money to make the azot, to spritz the meichatis on a person's tummy, or else to make kiddush, to throw the eifah, the ashes of the poradum into the mayim chayim. So it's nothing, it's bottle. My meimora, and offer a mikla. Where's the question? I have a question. It says the Gemara in Mishnah and Kedushin, ha mekadesh b'meichatis. If a person wants to marry his wife, and he gives her the mechatis, or else be efechatis, he gives her the efechatis for kedushin. Is a reizu mekadeshes, you let her marry her this way. Afa pishu yisrael, even though you're only Yisrael. So the question is, like, how? Like vishleim, if you say you let her take money for this, if you spritz mechatis on somebody to take money, So you do it to your wife, and instead of your wife paying you, you're giving it to her. So that's called Kesef Kedushin. That would be good. But if you're telling me, though, it's also to take money for us, how are you allowed to do this? How could you mekanish this way? Why is the Kedushin Chal? So more answers on Rabbi. Rabbi says, Lakash, there's no stira. I'll tell you, Kan Bishar Havo, O Milui, Kan Bishar Hazo, the Kiddush. If you're taking pay for the Havo, you have to bring the Mechatis, or else you have to bring, fetch the water to put the ishes inside it. So that's big tircha, that's big work. For that, you got to take money. Here that our Mishnah said you can't take pay means just for the actual sprinkling of the water on the Ptomeis, or the actually just putting the eif of the ishes into the water. For that, that's like a hechsher mitzvah. For that, you can't take money. But if you have to schlep it a long place, like I say, you're outside Yerushalayim, so you have to go into Yerushalayim to get to Mechatas and bring it outside, that's a lot of tircha. For that, you gotta take money. And therefore, if you do this for your wife, you can be mekanasha this way. Like you tell her, instead of you paying me, I'll be mekanasha with that money. The Mora says, they can never bring you for force. So Tony says over there, it's just the Tony Hocha over here. Now Mishnah says, Lahazus Lakadish. That's so, Mashmer, you're taking money for the actual mitzvah of spritzing the mechatis or making the mechatis. That's awesome. For us, over there in Kedushin, Ketoni, Hamakadish b'mechatis v'eifachatis. You'll be mekadisha with the mechatis that was made already, or with the eifachatis shmamin. That's a proof that they were talking about that you're working to bring it to her. So that's schar tircha, that the schlepping of it, that you would be allowed to take money for. And then it says what? Imho yikayim. Let's say the owner of the bechor was a kayim, and the person that's showing it, or fakert, I mean the owner took the kayim as the chochem, and the owner of the bechor told the chochem, come to me, come to my house, I want you to see my bechor. And while you took him to your house, you made him tamei. So if so, then you have to pay him the difference between truma and chulin. So more the question, ihu gufe hechi yoslo tekash from the kayim. How would the kayim go? But there's a lot of Hatorah, the Kohen is not allowed to become Tamei. So how could the Kohen allowed to go in the first place? So we're into the case we're talking about now, Lebeis HaPras. They're talking about now going through a field that it was a kever, somebody was buried there, but later they plowed over the field. And now it's only Sofik Midirabonin, maybe there are some bones lying around the field. There's only Tumim Midirabonin. The Yom Rav Yudam Arav, Menafeyach Odin Beis HaPras Velech. At certain times, you're allowed to just check out the road, like just blow on the road to make sure there's no bones there, and go through it. And befrat for holche testach, if you're going to do a mitzvah, maybe over here, if you're going to check out a bechor, you have a right to go through. But lemaisa, still your tummy, you can't eat truma. So therefore, you had a right to walk through this road. But lemaisa, you become tummy, you can't eat truma. In such a case, the person that took you through this road, he'll have to pay you. Now, Rabbi Yehuda Bar Ami Mishmei, the Rabbi Yehuda Amar,